Your eyes water.
I had an idea today that we should write down. You're gonna think it's funny. It's kind of funny. We'll see.
I'm eager to hear it.
Right.
Do you see Hubert's comments?
Mm-hmm.
He's crying.
Good stuff.
Come back.
No, seriously.
Well, it's 7:01, but we're waiting for dinner. He'll be here. Otherwise, we could start.
We can start.
So, obviously, as you all, first of all, welcome back. We will do the same thing. Mr. Director Rinky will take the attendance, and the attendance question for today is, what one thing are you looking forward for this next semester?
Senator Boyden.
I'm looking forward to
it. Senator Carlson Sather.
I'm looking forward to hopefully.
Senator Conroy. Senator Bonney.
Good weather.
Senator Hannon.
Light at the end of the tunnel.
Senator Leininger.
I'm in a Nobel planning class and I'm excited for that.
Senator Olson.
Outdoor track.
Speaker Shugel.
I'm looking forward to bigger tracks.
Senator Sullivan.
Tennis.
Senator Thunheim.
The GWO conference on April 26th and she'll get tickets really soon.
Senator Johnson.
With the snowmills.
Senator Mankey.
Looking forward to spring summer.
Senator Jorgensen. Senator Smarillo.
Great.
Senator Williamson.
I'm having class
Tuesday,
Thursday.
Senator Kamal.
My environmental history, environmental economics class.
Controller Rashad.
Spring break.
Parliamentarian Barnes.
Spring break.
And Housing Chair Bhatta.
Better weather.
Diversity Chair Abib. Finance Chair Petros.
Weather.
Ombudsperson Doran.
Spring break with Minnesota.
Student Academic Affairs Chair Concepcion.
I don't have anything before 10:30.
Technology Chair O'Neill.
Travel for tennis.
Co-President Lamberty. One weather. Co-President Ali Oscar.
Spending one last semester with Tech Chair O'Neill.
Senior
Director Rinky.
Senior week.
We don't have that. But with that, we meet the quorum. Next on agenda, we have approval of the minutes. Anybody have any problems with the minutes from last meeting? We didn't have. So now, anybody from the community who wishes to comment? None. I would encourage people to come to community comment. A lot of people still don't know about this. It would be nice if you can tell your constituents about community comment. Seeing none. Old business. Anybody has any old business? Old business. Seeing none. New business. Senator Johnson.
Okay, so Runstrom is a great place to live, as some of us may know, but one of the problems with living in Runstrom, especially in the winter, is parking lot is so small, like you end up getting forced to park in the Sorry parking lot. During the winter, you have to make this trek up that like snowy hill, and especially with all the snow in the past few days, I've had a few people who in Runstrom who have like fallen. I've fallen and slipped. It's not fun to fall in the snow. We all know that. So I don't know what Student Senate could do about that, but maybe we could, or Health and Housing Committee could look into that and see what the possibilities would be. I think that would be a good way to kind of improve the building.
Thank you. Any other new business? Vision? Yeah. You'll have to charge the health and housing committee.
Okay, so I charge the health and housing committee.
Is there a second to the floor? Okay. Senator, second budget transfer table. Senator Johnson, you still have the floor?
I, Johnson.
Yeah. Anybody else? Any discussion on the motion?
Just write Johnson.
Senator McKee.
Yeah, so when I came back from joint week, I had to park in the Florida parking lot because I co-ed and complex parking lot pool. And I had to make my way upgrading my aloe vera plant. It was a treacherous journey up the snow hill. And the only path I had in me from like 6 inches of like this path that like a couple dozen people had probably stepped in. So I think if we had some sort of more like legit pathway to get from the Sorry parking lot to the rest of the campus, especially the side of the campus center, that's
it. Yeah. Is it Jorgensen?
Yeah, as a Sorry rep and a resident, I totally with this. There needs to be better ways to get up to Sorry, but I don't know if that's
all of the person, Dorian.
I'm no civil engineer, but I think if we looked into getting stairs, might be something to think about. So I maybe need to know what costs of putting just like some
there's some area.
Yeah, that would be great for a long term solution, but even short term, maybe getting in touch with facilities management about shoveling back or even laying a staircase. No, because it's not so deep right now. You could, so something simple like that.
Perfect. Any more discussion? Director O'Neill?
Yeah, I brought something similar to this to the facilities or physical plant director and received a nice lecture about how we're short on funds. So I think it would be beneficial if before meeting with him, you brought some sort of evidence of people, like a widespread need for this issue or something like that. Just to kind of help make your point that this is something that a lot of people might benefit from. I yield.
Way to gauge widespread needs.
I also think that the I live in an ILS house and I have to deal with the same thing. I've very embarrassingly fallen walking through that path, like actually often, and I think that you could send that to ILS house residents as well.
Any further discussion? None, we can move to do a vote. So we're charging Health and Housing Club into staircase, potential staircase for Sorry ILS and Runstrom residents to come access to the campus. All in favor, say aye.
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 All those opposed, nay. Any abstentions? Seeing none, most approved. Any further new business? Seeing none, we have something which is called Gustavus Student Apparel. So co-president Lamity made some apparel which we can look.
Pressure's on.
Basically, there'll be two options, and we'll send out an email, and if you guys can respond, if you are interested, and then sizing, and then I'll come up with like the price thing.
We just wanted to
show you guys,
and one wanted to see if how many people will be actually interested. This is option one, and then that's option two. So, white one was option one, other one was black was option two. So, if you are interested, we are kindly will send out this email, just respond. Which one would you prefer? Option one, option two. Any further new business? None. Announcements. Any announcements?
Sorry, I was late.
Other than that, Mr. any announcements? There's nothing happening on campus.
CF applications are coming up soon, so if that's something that you're interested in, the deadline is the 21st. There are information sessions this week and next week.
Dr. Tony.
There's some tennis matches at home this weekend at 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. And women are maybe. check the women's schedule online.
Yeah.
Field.
You have an
answer?
Wow.
I have another announcement. Senator Leininger and I announced today that we're running for co-presidents next year. So feel free to come to us with any questions or concerns, or tell any of your friends to vote for us. I yield.
Diarist teacher Habib.
Voting Virginia.
And we're also doing that.
I'm So, if you want to help out the local entity, I'll have a sign up for that.
And with that, I think it's not just the Ethics Committee's job table for the election, it's the whole Senate stuff. So, if you're available at that time, because obviously there's not many people on the Ethics Committee, they have class schedules, bank practices. So, if you can help Ethics Committee with that, please. These are very important because we have to stay for a long period of time.
Cabinet staff.
I mean, we have cabinet meeting after. Other than that, meeting is Tuesday. And if you can bring all your play cards towards the end of the table, that'd be awesome.